matter what the month is, as long as you're having fun. And we're having fun this morning because Sarah has arrived with the bold heart.
Good morning.
And two friends.
Exactly. I brought youngsters in. I'm vibing it up this morning.
Youngsters. Look at the...
They didn't even know what a cassette was when we were chatting earlier. But no, this is great. Bold Heart, the segment, is to bring a bit of cheer on a Monday morning and to really showcase stories that of people doing things that maybe somebody out there wants to go on a journey that we're going to discuss this morning. And so I've invited Wooden and Connor to join me in the studio. And they've got this amazing story of starting their own business. And for many people, that's a really, really, really scary thing. And these two guys have gone on this journey from garage. And you know, how many businesses start in the garage? Mm. I mean, so Will and Connor, tell us the name of your business and give us a feel of how this started 3 years ago in your garage.
Yeah, so my name's William and I started in... Sorry, my voice is really...
No.
Really bad, I'm sick. I started in my garage like 3 years ago when I was homeschooling and had a lot of time and I really enjoyed making pizzas and they were just really good. So my dad suggested that I started selling them and then, yeah, one thing led to another and people loved them and me and Connor decided we got chatting and we wanted to start a little shop.
Okay.
And that kind of failed and then we did the Bleeder Pro. And yeah, then things started picking up from there, and we've been growing ever since.
It's been quite a journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, apparently, you've improved in your cleaning skills because apparently, when you started in the garage, you left quite a mess behind. But it's been this journey. What have you learned? Let's go back. What is the name of your amazing pizza business?
Our name's Venera. Okay. It means to honor. It comes from a Latin word, and the whole point of the reason I started because people think of pizza as like a unhealthy kind of fast food meal, but we do sourdough bases with gourmet Greek cheese and our own special pomodoro sauce. And yeah, we've really tried to honor pizzas and make them as best as we can. And they have like a big Neapolitan crust. And yeah, Connor, do you have anything to add to that?
So they're super yummy and they're healthy ingredients.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. It's pretty high in protein. And then good for your gut because of the sourdough as well. So yeah, healthy and tasty.
So the journey of entrepreneurship, Dave, you'll know this, is has its ups and downs. It's hard work and resilience is honor and resilience is quite a key thing. Tell us a moment of like you've had your ups and downs. Was there a moment when you wanted to give up?
Shall I tell the story of the cafe?
Yes.
I've got my own Diomedia, my brand design business. So Will actually hired me. We've been friends for ages. He hired me for that, to do the logo, and then we got the Venera logo together, and then we were sitting at Jimbo's, the burger bar, and my brother mentioned the spot that had opened up, the way we could possibly start a cafe, and I think jokingly were like, oh, imagine if we put Venera there, and then literally the next day, Will messages me like, I have so many ideas, and so we went all in. We did like 3D renders, which I don't even really know how to do. We did like proposal after proposal, pitching for the spot, and then in the end didn't get it, and we're just like these two new business partners floundering around, not really knowing where to go for the first like 2-4 months of just having like no direction, feeling pretty despondent. So talking about resilience, that's that, until basically the pro. Basically,
yeah, okay. So you got a big break to do a stand at the pro. Is that
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you, how many pizzas did you serve during the pro?
About 700.
700. That's a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, a lot. And those were just the number of bases. A lot of those were calzones as well, cut in half. So just probably more than
probably like 900 meals in total.
Sure.
Yeah.
So the entrepreneurship is such a journey of ups and downs, and you're going to get wins, and then you're going to get, and that's kind of the journey. And I think most of the time it's sticking it out. You're going to live your competition if you can stick out the longer. And I think that's the journey that you guys have been on. Now, where do you see, what's the most exciting thing that you want Venero to do in the next year? What would you love to see happen?
I would say our dream goal is to get loads of people eating our pizzas and create like a vibe and a culture of people having their own, making the pizza themselves at home, because that's the whole idea, is that they don't have to go out and buy a good pizza. They can have the best pizza in Belito on the North Coast at home.
Okay.
And we, yeah, that's our dream, that everyone
can do that. So everybody eating pizza.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
So what's your weirdest flavor that you've ever created on a pizza?
That's definitely Connor's creation. He has some weird ideas.
I do have some weird ideas. Which is the weirdest, though? The grapes were pretty strange.
Okay, they're just strange.
Yeah, the grapes.
Grapes.
We've done blueberry and camembert. We've done the fig and prosciutto was really good. And rocket.
Yeah. That maybe was curry.
Oh, the curry pizza.
Curry's kind of strange.
Yeah.
Now, I've tasted your margarita pizza, and that's top class. That's really, really nice. Now, I was chatting to you beforehand. Do you know where the margarita pizza's name comes from?
I do not.
So it comes from the queen at the time from England, I believe, visiting Italy. And they had their pizza, the focaccia and blancos and whatnot, and marinaras that they'd eat just throughout Italy. And one of these pizza chefs was tasked to create a pizza for her. Mm. And so he wanted something with the Italian flag colors on it. So white, red, and green, the basil, the cheese, and the pomodoro sauce.
Well done. So it was the queen of margarita of Savoy. Yeah. And the local pizza maker was Rafael Espetito, something like that.
Oh, nice.
And he created this pizza. So when you eat a margarita, that's where it comes from. It's got those, you're quite right. It's got those.
For royalty.
For royalty. So do you want to tell Dave what you've brought him this morning?
Dave, I have a very...
you have a royal pizza.
Yeah.
You have a royal...
Oh, seriously?
So you can tonight enjoy your own margarita.
Oh, wow. That's really sweet of you guys. Thank you.
Sure thing.
Hey.
So,
you know, it comes in a pack of four.
That's a real treat. So I've got to put it in the oven or something like that.
Yeah, heat up your oven and palm it in. It's pretty easy.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Don't you have to have a hot rock or a base to heat the base?
You can, however you want to do it. But that is better, but yeah.
That's your USP. Now, I'm sure that as young entrepreneurs, you've been all through the jargon, and USP is history. Do you know that?
We're learning.
So no longer USP, your unique selling proposition, means nothing. The new thinking is UPS. What unique problem do you solve?
Oh, yeah.
What's for dinner? That's what they solve.
Convenience.
So listening to where would I find your pizza available to take home and do myself?
So we do supply Vita Water just across the road. And then we work on some other retailers.
So Vita Water has become a pizza vendor as well.
Yep.
And you're online.
Wow.
And then our main selling place is our website, venero.co.za, where you can just order.
And it comes by courier?
We deliver every Thursday, yeah. We do the deliveries.
Okay. So watch all the watch all the orders coming in now.
Absolutely. You've got pizza and two strapping young gentlemen delivering your pizza.
Yeah, you must just be careful that the guy at the door isn't carrying a little French poodle and with fingernail painted.
Oh, dear.
But they've also got an amazing offer for all the listeners.
Yes. It's exclusively for you. There's a little coupon field when you order the pizza online. And if you put Boldheart into that field, Boldheart, you'll get 50% off.
So that's 50% off for the Radio Life and Style listeners. Yeah.
That's fantastic. But what is the price of your pizza?
So it's 300 Rand for a 4-pack. So you're getting 4 pizzas for 300 bucks. It's got sauce and cheese and free delivery.
Oh, okay, so it's 75 Rand each.
Yeah.
Which is really good considering.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's cheaper than most stores.
And what size are they?
They're 30 centimeters, normal.
Is that the standard size?
They're actually slightly smaller, but that's kind of how Neapolitan pizzas are styled.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there it is, convenience and in a sense, convenience, and I like that guilt-free convenience, and it's good for you. I think all pizza is good for you, quite frankly, but this is particularly good because it's a sourdough base and only the best ingredients on the top. And you can prepare it just the way you like it by banging it in your... Can you do it in an air fryer?
You could try. I don't know if it would fit in a... Maybe a big
air fryer. I've got a big air fryer.
Yeah, probably.
Well, you can report back to us, Dave.
I'm going to try.
I would recommend an oven, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It might dry it out in the air fryer.
Can you do it on the braai?
Yeah, lots of people, they put a pizza stone on their bra and then they put the Weber over and it cooks it really well, yeah.
Ooh. I'm thinking there's nothing better than real fire, hey?
Yeah, for sure.
Especially on a cold winter's night. A glass of red wine, pizza.
I think you guys are, really interesting to hear stories of entrepreneurial enterprise.
Absolutely.
And especially from the point of view of having been through already the growth curve and the learning curve. And now you're in the building phase, I would imagine, getting into more, because if you can get into more distribution outlets, that's going to help you a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Because there it is. That's where I think the magic of the takeaway, do it yourself. It's got to be convenient. You want to just drive around the corner to Everest at Shiptech or any of these places, and there it is. In the because that's where a lot of the good stuff is. Mm-hmm. So how do you break into that market? That's the question.
Yeah, I've been approaching a couple local stores. We're not definite yet, so I won't mention their names, but they're very keen to stock our pizzas.
So why don't you tell them, and here's a deal for you, because you've given our listeners that wonderful incentive.
Mm.
You tell me what stores are stocking your pizza. No, seriously, when they sign up, and we will give those stores the shout out so that we can help you to boost your business, because it should be... It should be boosted. Yes. All enterprise should be encouraged. And I think you're doing a great thing. Well done.
Well done. And I think to anybody out there who is, whether you're young or old, if you want to go and try and start something on the side, it's going to have ups and downs, but give it a try. Find something creative, something that you love, that you can honor, and go out there and bold heart the experience.
Mm. For sure.
Venero is the name. When I first read the name, I thought it was a kind of disease. I thought, hey, what kind of... this is a joke. But okay, I learned a lot.
So, well done, guys. And we look forward to eating or seeing Venero on the North Coast.
Yes, that's the dream.
There we go.
Thanks for having us.
We'll be back in a week's time. You're on The Morning Show.